Last month, Haworth Police Chief Mike Garretts saw a new feature pop up on Snapchat that gave him the willies. It was a map that broadcast to your Snapchat friends your exact location, a potential gold mine for stalkers or thieves. So he jumped on the Haworth Police Department's Facebook page to warn parents about it. With 1,800 Facebook fans in a town of 2,900, it's a big megaphone. So what happened next?
Looking at it right now, it's reached 756,000 people. It was shared 9,000 times from one post. And I think a few days after that, I saw, like CNN or Headline News reporting on it. And I'm like, wow, I said, this really hit something.
Not every post goes viral, and that's not the point. For small-town police chiefs like Garretts, Facebook pages are a powerful tool to reach tight-knit communities. They're using it to share a weekly list of those who've been arrested. They're posting lost and found or asking for the public's help to find out which kid drove their car all over the grass at the local park. For Garretts, who doesn't have a full-time public affairs or media person like a big city police department would, it's an important tool.
Communication with people in the community is part of that community partnership. And what better way to do it? How else am I going to get word out to these people? Go through a newspaper. It could be several days before it hits print, whatever. But this is an instant thing that, I posted on a lost dog. I'm looking at it right now. 4,541 people were reached. And this dog was basically found within an hour or two.
Up in Chenoa, the police department there has 5 full-time officers and 5 part-time officers. Oftentimes, just one on duty at a time. Here's Chenoa Police Chief Travis Cornwall.
Typically, we deal with a lot of small-town stuff, neighborhood-type things, such as dog complaints and sometimes parking complaints, the typical traffic-type complaints, dealing with stop signs and speeding in neighborhoods, stuff like that. We get a few of the burglaries and such like that, like any town would get, but normally it's just the smaller stuff that we get.
So why did you create a Facebook page for the department?
Well, I saw many other departments, especially departments smaller in our size, as that they were putting them out, and I'm using them as a way to reach out to the community. In a small town, we get around and talk to a lot more people than maybe a large town has the ability to, but we don't have a media relations person or anything like that, so we use Facebook as a way to kind of connect with the community, keep them up to date with some of the things going on, and also to kind of put information out there that might be important to them.
So more specifically, what are some of the things you post on a week-to-week basis?
A lot of times we post the goings-on of the police department if we have a significant arrest or something like that. Typically on Mondays we post the list of arrests from the previous week, and it allows people to be able to just keep up with what their police department's doing. Most people only see us just drive by and don't know what we've been up to, and it's interesting to many. If we have upcoming events, like last year we had a big bike rodeo for the kids, and we used social media to get that information out there. We also post maybe safety bulletins or other events that are coming up, weather reports sometimes to get that out there, and maybe even places where we're having complaints, so people know where we're aware of the complaints, and that way we're able to reach out to people, because nowadays a lot of times they turn to social media before they pick up the phone to call the police, and so if we can help them out, we do.
So Chenoa has about 1,700 residents, and you have about 1,700 likes on your Facebook page. I mean, do you get the impression that the page is pretty well-known and well-followed here in town?
Yeah, I think the people in town enjoy it. We do have a lot of out-of-town people that like the page. We also cover the town of Gridley, which is about 8 miles west of here, and so that kind of helps us. They have about, I think, 1,300 or 1,200 people in town there. And, of course, not everybody's on social media, but everybody seems to know somebody on social media. So many times if we put a post out, it'll get shared with a lot of people that don't even know who the police department is. And, we've received comments from people that are from England sometimes on some of our stuff. We have posted some of the more comical things. Somebody had lost some of their drugs one time at the gas station, and it was recovered, and it was nothing we could do to track the person down. So, we kind of made light of it while also making people aware at the same time of the kind of stuff that may come through town on the highway, just so they know what to look out for.
Gotcha. So how does having a Facebook page and being active on it actually help you do your job, if you had to put that in words?
Well, it actually helps us because we now have, we have 1,700 likes, and let's just say only half of them maybe are in town. It's probably more than that, but even if it was just half, I have 850 people that may or may not be able to give me some information. I can use an example. A couple years ago, we had a hit-and-run accident, and we recovered parts of the vehicle, enough to identify the make and model of the vehicle, but not necessarily who the owner might be, just based on the serial numbers on the parts that were left behind. I posted a description of the vehicle and the color, and about 2 weeks later, somebody saw that vehicle being taken to the body shop, recognized the damage, remembered our post, reported it, and it turned out it was the same vehicle, and we were able to solve a hit and run that I don't believe we'd been able to without the help from the public.
Chenoa Police posts a weekly arrest summary on its Facebook page, a modern-day police blotter like you might have seen in a newspaper. Chief Cornwall explains why.
Part of the goal of posting the weekly arrests is not only letting everybody know what we've been up to, but, you know, part of the law is required that we have available to the public a list of subjects that have been arrested by the police department. Being that we're not manned in the office 24 hours a day by somebody, this is one way the public can access that information almost anytime they want. They could always still come down to the police department and view our arrest book if they needed to, but, you know, since I've posted it online, nobody needs to come down and see it. They can just log in and check it out, and I think a lot of people like to do that.
With new technology comes new ethical questions. Down in Hayworth, Police Chief Garrett doesn't post about who's been arrested each week.
I've never been like that. I'm like, you know, if the newspaper wants to report it and they, or the news, and based on arrest, that's up to them. But I'm not going to make somebody out to. I've seen a lot of good people in my career do bad things, you know, people who were known, respect, and they were, because of the circumstance, they made a mistake and they made a bad decision. I'm not going to sit here and try to judge them and throw them under the bus on social media when they're trying to get their life together or something really bad happened. They're going to face the music in the courts. I don't feel it's part of my job to punish them.
Data from the International Association of Chiefs of Police shows that nearly all police departments use social media in some capacity, most often to notify the public of safety concerns. But typically that's being done by a public information officer, whose job is to field calls from the press or go to community events. In Hayworth, it's the job of Police Chief Garrett. So in addition to being a full-time cop, he's also a part-time content strategist, devising new ways to reach his audience. He's already planning a new series of Getting to Know You interviews with his officers so that his Facebook fans know who they are if they spot him on the street.
I'll have some sort of an interview on that'll be put on the Facebook page as well, so then people see him and, you know, not get into total personal stuff, but I mean just talking about, hey, this is who I am, this is where I went to school and went to college, and I've been here, and this is why I choose to work in this community, and things I really like about this. I mean, just things like that, you know. Just so when people see him, they're going, "Oh, I've never seen him up close. I've seen him drive by in the car, but I really don't know him."
For GLT's Sound Ideas, I'm Ryan Denham.